When it comes to history, there are facts, legends, and folklore. That's especially true when it comes to the Old West. Many cases, the legends and the folklore overtake facts to become the believed history. The challenge is to take those multiple sides and filter out what can't stand as truth. That's what my next guest has done with his new book. He puts the focus on a town which served as a hub in many ways for the exploration and expansion of America, as well as for a joining and collision of some unique personalities. He tells their stories in Dodge City, Wyatt Earp, Bat Masterson, and The Wickedest Town in the American West, best-selling author Tom Clavin. How are you today, sir?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me on your show.
And Tom's website, TomClavinWithAC.com. And, well, as I said, you know, when you just look at the two lead characters, I guess we'd say, Wyatt Earp and Bat Masterson, a lot has been written about one. Not much, ironically, with Bat Masterson. He wrote more about others than others wrote about him in his later life. So what was the challenge of getting to where you wanted to go with Dodge City?
Well, a couple of challenges. One was that I initially would not be interested in writing about Wyatt Earp because I thought he was pretty well covered, not just what's been written about him, but especially what's been on the big screen over the years, going back to My Darling Clementine, the John Ford picture with Henry Fonda, and more recent efforts like Tombstone with Kurt Russell. But what I found out about Dodge City is that Wyatt Earp was the younger man. This is pre-Tombstone. This is when he was first starting out as a lawman. In the case of Bat Masterson, most of us have immediate name recognition. We know there was a Bat Masterson, but we don't really know, who was Bat Masterson? Was he a lawman? Was he a gambler? Was he an outlaw? Was he whatever? And so what I needed to do was find out more about Bat and also find out more about Wyatt pre-Tombstone, the area of his life that often gets overlooked. And, you know, lucky for me, they were both best friends and were lawmen side by side with each other in Dodge City when they were very young men, only in their early and mid-20s. And so that was kind of exciting to be able to explore those part of their lives in that particular town and that particular time of an American history.
And we're referring to personalities, I guess, in this case, given the elements within Dodge City, the city itself was a personality for the story.
Well, it was, because Dodge City was the epicenter, really, of what was happening on the American frontier. Once the railroad came, you had these Texas ranchers would bring their cattle by the tens of thousands up through Texas, through the Panhandle, into Kansas, load them on the cattle cars in Dodge City, where they'd be sent off to Chicago and the other slaughterhouses. And then you had all these cowboys with cash in their pocket who wanted to have a lot of fun. And initially, you know, the business people, the saloon keepers and others, the brothel owners, they were glad to have them because they were making a lot of money. But they realized that as people were shooting each other in the street, if you continue to have a lawless town, a wickedest town in the West, which is what they were calling Dodge City back east, then people are going to not stop coming. They're going to go to someplace else. They're going to go to Wichita. They go to Abilene. They go to other towns. And so they decided that they had to have some law and order, and that's, you know, they stumbled a bit out of the gate imposing law and order, but finally they ended up with Wyatt Earp and Bat Masterson, and the change began.
Being a history nut like I am, and really my passion for history parallel with the Old West as well as the colonial days, and I'm reading Dodge City, I'm starting to compare Wyatt and Bat Masterson in a lot of ways to the association or the unity and the friendship that John Adams and Thomas Jefferson had.
Well, you know, they were pioneers. Now, Jefferson and Adams, in their case, they initially were working side by side, as we know, to create, you know, what we know as the United States of America. But they had a falling out. One of the things that I enjoyed about writing about Wyatt Earp and Bat Masterson is for the rest of their lives, they still referred to each other as best friends. And they their revolutionary ways was to start to impose a system of law and order on the lawless American frontier, but they, as the years went on, they remained best friends. And as the book begins, it sort of begins a few years ahead of time when they're reunited in Dodge City for the Dodge City War, which is what it was called, where they had to sort of return Dodge City to the peaceful ways when they had left it. And as soon as they contacted each other, they immediately dropped whatever they were doing. It's sort of like, Wyatt needs help, I'm on my way. Bat needs help, I'm on my way. So that's a big part of the story, the friendship and the loyalty these two guys had for each other.
And when you think, too, about the style of communication, the distance back then to maintain a friendship for that amount of time to that degree, that was probably a rarity.
It was, and they traveled a lot, both of them. When they left Dodge City, they went their separate ways. They did get together a couple more times, but as we know now, Wyatt Earp went with his brothers to Tombstone, Arizona, and that had their adventures there. Bat traveled the West a lot, Colorado, the Dakotas. In fact, it was while he was in the Dakotas as a sheriff in the Dakotas that he met this young rancher from New York named Theodore Roosevelt and became good friends with him. And that's actually years later when Roosevelt became president. That's how Bat Masterson ended up being a newspaper reporter in New York for the last 15 years of his life.
So Tom Glavine, his book, Dodge City, why Editor Bat Masterson, and The Wickedest Town in the American West. Tom Glavine with the C.com is his website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Well, when you look at the roots of the lives of Wyatt Earp and Bat Masterson, was there a lot in those early days that foretold their future, or did everything have to develop and grow just as time came about?
I think as time came about, because when you look, they both had somewhat similar childhoods in the sense that neither one of them had much of a formal education. They came from big families. Bat was one of five brothers. Wyatt was one of six brothers. And they easily could have been on the wrong side of the law. In fact, part of the story in the book is that Wyatt Earp did not just naturally become a lawman. He was in trouble with the law quite a few times and early in his life. In fact, he was even in prison for being a horse thief. So, but you could see early in their lives, they both had a certain kind of integrity and a strong constitution and a sense. When they put their mind to something, they did it. And a lot of personal courage. I mean, that's one of the fun things about writing about Bat Masterson is some of his adventures before he came to Dodge City to become a lawman. He was in the Battle of the Adobe Walls against the Comanche in Texas. He spent months as an Army scout tracking down four sisters who'd been kidnapped by Indians, and he did find them and return them. So they both had a lot of personal integrity and courage, and not necessarily were they interested in becoming lawmen, but you know, it was a time post-Civil War where the frontier needed lawmen, and they decided to try it, and they came out on the good side of the law, it turned out.
When you think of Earp and Masterson and Dodge City, it's like the anchor of Western legend folklore, and now with Dodge City, your book, the facts of the matter. But how much time did they spend in Dodge City, respectively?
They were there for approximately about 1875 to about 1879, and then they came back for the Dodge City War in 1883. So you're talking about not the majority of their lives by any means, but you're talking about a very pivotal time in their lives and in the American frontier, because by bringing, you know, with confrontations and arresting people, and there were some shootouts, but they brought us a law and order to Dodge City, and because people were looking to Dodge City as that intersection of where the American frontier began, what they did in Dodge City became a blueprint for what started happening in towns all across the frontier.
When men like that go through what they go through to be law enforcement pioneers to a serious degree, and the people that they face, the characters and the personalities, what are the later years like? It's almost like a team that achieves the Super Bowl, and they win the Super Bowl, they look at each other in the locker room and go, okay, now what?
Well, that was part of the fun, too, of the book, because their lives did have a second and even third act. You know, when Wyatt left Dodge City, it was because his brother Virgil, who was living in Arizona, said, listen, there's this really interesting town that's growing and booming called Tombstone. Why don't you come out here? And so he went out there. He was joined by his brother Morgan and their respective wives. And as we know, there was a whole second act in Tombstone with the gunfight at the OK Corral. And for Wyatt, there was even a third act with the wandering he did years later, for years, even living in Alaska before he ended up his final years living in Hollywood and being a consultant on silent westerns that John Ford was directing. In the case of Bat Masterson, when he left Dodge City, he wanted to tour the West. He wanted to see what Colorado was like. Let me see what New Mexico is like. And then, like I said, he even had a third act in that when he was turned 50, he didn't want to be. He was worried that some gunfighter was going to come along and shoot him just so to make a reputation for himself. And when he expressed his concern to President Roosevelt, Roosevelt said, "Come to New York. I'll make you the Deputy U.S. Marshal for New York, and you can, you know, have a nice job and be safe." And that's what Bat and his wife did. They moved to New York, but he was there not very long before he was offered a job as a newspaper reporter, and he became a celebrity all over again as a newspaper reporter and columnist covering Broadway and boxing and baseball, whatever he felt like writing about.
And one of the fun things, too, along with reading Dodge City, is flipping over to the index and you see some of the names we mentioned. Ulysses, Teddy Roosevelt, Ulysses S. Grant shows up, and being a fan of Western movies and the John Wayne Dean Martin film Sons of Katie Elder, there really was a Katie Elder.
There really was. Doc Holliday, who is a prominent character in the book, it was in Dodge City that Wyatt and Doc first got together and became friends. It wasn't years later in Tombstone. It was in Dodge City that it happened. And his girlfriend was Big Nose Kate Elder. There was a lot of nicknames in the book. But, yeah, you have the entertainer Eddie Foy. You have Frank and Jesse James came to Dodge City. Billy the Kid is in the book. John Wesley Harden. Belle Starr, the famous female outlaw, is in there. So you have a lot of Dirty Dave Rudabaugh, some really bad people were coming through Dodge City, too, and to confront Bat and Wyatt. So that's part of the fun of the book, because it is sort of like a story of the American West in the 1870s.
It's like all paths cross through Dodge City, so much so, or congratulations, Tom, because Ridley Scott is going to make this into a movie.
Well, we hope that it does. You know, filmmakers will sometimes say they're going to do it, and they give you some money, and that's great. And, of course, then the writer is told to, you know, step down and stand aside. We'll take it from here, and you don't know what happens. It would be nice. I think with all the colorful characters and with all the stories there are about the American West in the 1870s, I think it would make a fascinating either a feature film or a miniseries, but nothing I could do about it, but just hope to see what happens.
Well, hopefully they stay true to what you wrote in Dodge City, Wyatt Earp, Bat Masterson, and the work of this town in the American West, because you clear up the clouds, you solidify the facts, and you add to the stories in their proper perspective, and it really does become the great fun read. Even if you are not a fan of the Old West in its history, you will become one when you read Tom's book, Dodge City, Wyatt Earp, Bat Masterson, and the work of this town in the American West. Tom Klaven with thec.com is his website. Tom, fantastic as a book, as a standalone. Hope it becomes well known, because the facts are important for the truth of history to survive and to be the education it's supposed to be. Thanks for doing that, for being here today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time.